Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
I-105, ladies and gentlemen, nobody knows more about Marty Robbins, other than maybe his kids, than Diane Diekman. Diane, welcome to the Time Machine. How are you?
Well, hello. I'm just fine.
I was working on trying to find out about Marty Robbins this week, and I discovered that you wrote a book about him.
Oh, yes. I published it 6 years ago, 20th Century Drifter, The Life of Marty Robbins.
Tell me something about Marty Robbins.
Marty Robbins was a singer, a Western singer, a NASCAR driver. Bobby Allison said he started out as a singer who drove, and he became a driver who could sing, so they were all pleased with him. He was in combat in the South Pacific in World War II. He was an Arizona native who went to Nashville in 1953 and spent the rest of his life in Nashville.
Now, what inspired you to write a book about Marty Robbins?
I was finishing up my biography of Farron Young, and Marty was one of my favorite singers, and he hadn't had a book written about him yet, and his biography. And I thought, well, I liked his music. I'd like to learn more about him. I liked the idea of researching NASCAR, and I'm a retired Navy officer, so he was a sailor during the war, and I look forward to researching that part of his life also.
So everything just kind of came together for you.
It did.
It was meant to be. Well, let's play something by Marty Robbins right now, and then we'll talk with you just a little bit more.
All right.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.